Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Natalie Palick, and today is a lovely day to be chatting with you all. Today is currently December 4th, and when you're listening to this, it will be December 5th or sometime after that, depending on if you are someone that listens to podcasts right when they drop, or if you're just now stumbling upon the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm so happy to have you here, regardless if you've been here since the launch of the podcast a few months ago, or if you've just made your way onto our podcast on Spotify. Either way, I love you so, so much, and I just am so grateful that you're tuning in today. Today is Monday. As I've told you guys, Mondays have been my favorite time to record. I don't know, it just kind of makes me feel like I'm getting a good start on the week, and yeah, I just feel like it's a really great way to kick off the week for me. And then the podcast launches every Tuesday. I've been loving our little Tuesday, so thank you guys just so much for being here and making this community what it is. Over the weekend, Anthony and I celebrated my 25th birthday, which was so fun. We got a driver and we went down to Times Square in New York City, which is about a 25-ish minute drive. If there's traffic, it's like 45 minutes, but it's really not that bad considering you're going into New York City, which is always just such a fun time. Anthony grew up in New Jersey and was like an hour, hour and a half from the city majority of his life up until college. So it's always so funny that whenever we go to New York City, I am literally like a kid in a candy shop, a kid on Christmas morning, and you know, I can tell that he just likes watching the city from my point of view because, you know, it still has that sparkle. It still has that shine. It still has that luxurious vibe to it. When we were in the city, we had reservations for the Sugar Factory, which was so, so, so fun. We went to the Sugar Factory to celebrate my 21st birthday, and Anthony was not 21 yet. We're like 5-6 months apart. So this was actually the first Sugar Factory experience that Anthony got to, you know, experience the whole thing. I got one of the huge fishbowl drinks. It was so good. I definitely know that I'm 25 because all that sugar just, you know, went straight to my head and gave me such a headache. But we had such an amazing time. We were sat upstairs, and comparing this Sugar Factory to the one in Orlando, or was it Miami? I don't know. I think it was Orlando. The one in Orlando was a lot bigger, like the waiting room area and just where you could actually buy candy was just so much more, you know, roomy, which makes sense. You can't really have a very wide building in New York City. It has to be more tall than wide, but even then there wasn't a whole lot of candy to buy from if you're just waiting, which we didn't really buy anything. We just got our meal, we got our drinks, and we hung out. And then one of the best parts about it was our server. It was this guy, I don't remember his name, but he was so awesome. And they ended up bringing out one of those little ice cream cakes for my birthday with the little, I don't even know what you would call it. It was like a firework thing almost, but, and they all sang, and there was actually quite a few birthday celebrations happening that day. So it was pretty cool to watch everyone get their thing brought out. And then mine got brought out. It was a good time. After we enjoyed our few hours at the Sugar Factory, Anthony thought we would be there for like an hour, hour and a half. I was like, oh boo, you do not remember what happened last Sugar Factory. It took us like an hour and a half to get seated when I was turning 21, and then we were there for like 2 hours. So it took us like 45 minutes to get seated, and then yeah, we were there all together like 3 hours, but we had such a fun time. After the Sugar Factory, we were going to go ice skating and be at the tree, the Rockefeller tree, but unfortunately all of the ice skating reservations were all booked up. We did go in 2021 and it was so fun, but if we do go this season, we will have to go in the morning because so much less people, and yeah, it's just way less crowded. We did make our way to see the tree. It was absolutely insane. The crowd was fucking horrible, worse than any type of festival crowd ever, because you know, you have people of all different walks of life and everyone's just going 1,000 different directions at once. And there was, oh my gosh, literally it was a Dior thing that was projecting on a building, or maybe it was like an actual structure, but it looked like a clock of some sort, and people were just standing to record, and it actually got scary in the crowd because it was almost pitch black. It was like not even 6 o'clock. everyone was pushing, shoving, and it was just not a good vibe. Plus, you're in the city, so you have locals there, then you have all the tourists, and people are just getting so annoyed. My tights ended up getting ripped because some girl kept pushing into me, and like her purse just went at me. I was not having it. It was, you know, almost ruined an amazingly fun day that we had, but it was crazy. It took us like 30 minutes to get out of the crowd, and then I couldn't pee anywhere, so I had to wait in like a 30-minute line at Starbucks because that was the only bathroom within a 2-mile radius that anyone was able to use. We did also go to the Disney store in Times Square, which was so fun. I am a huge Disney lover. I just absolutely love going to Disneyland, Disney World, and the Disney store gave off some of the vibes of being in downtown Disney, which I really appreciated. It was so fun. We ended up getting a little 2023 Christmas ornament that is now on our tree, and I just love it. So I believe that is all for my little recap of what we did for the last week. My birthday was so fun. It was on a Tuesday when the last episode aired. Thank you guys so much for all of the birthday wishes. I am just truly loving my 25th year so far. So if anyone else is celebrating a birthday soon or has celebrated a birthday, happy early and happy belated birthday. I am so happy you're here. Today's episode is going to be a little bit of a holiday wish list and things that I'm loving. So a little bit of a gift guide, a little bit of things that I've just been enjoying, things that, in my personal opinion, and my day-to-day life of things that are in and things that are out for me personally. So let's get into it. Before we dive too much into the episode itself, I did want to give a quick little shout out to the It's Nap Time podcast Instagram and everyone who's been showing support over there. I appreciate you all so, so much. And we did hit 200 followers, which I'm so, so excited about. You got to appreciate and celebrate the little wins before you can, you know, jump into the really big wins. I have so many plans and just such a vision for this podcast and this community. So in honor of us hitting those 200 followers, I did announce our very first giveaway. The giveaway was announced on December 3rd, and it's going to be running for a little bit over a week. It's going to stop running on the 12th, so a week from this episode airing, and it's going to end at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on 12/12, and the winner will be announced sometime on Wednesday, December 13th, the next morning, the next day, midday. I'm just so, so excited. I'm sharing some of my all-time favorites, like my day-to-day favorites with you guys. So I'm so excited. There will be one winner to win all of it, and I will have it shipped out to you. So keep your eyes open if you are following me on the podcast. It's super easy to enter. All you have to do is follow at It's Nap Time Podcast on Instagram, like the podcast giveaway Instagram post. It just says 200 followers giveaway with some little cherries on it. Make sure to tag a friend in the comments. And yeah, you can enter every single day, and every single tag, when you tag someone in the comments, equals as an additional entry, and you can, of course, share on your story for a bonus entry as well. And yeah, I'm just so, so excited. I don't know, I think I just said you can enter in daily, so if you're really trying to win all the stuff, make sure to enter every single day, and I will have everyone's names entered into a little random name generator picker thing, and then, yeah, someone will win all of that, and I will DM you directly from the podcast Instagram. So I'm very excited to do this for you guys. I just want to give back to you all because we are in the season of giving. The things that you can win if you are chosen as the winner, it will be a headache migraine ice pack, which is my absolute favorite thing ever. I have a few of them, and I even have the eye one. It is just so great for if you are having a bad migraine, if you're feeling sick, if you're hungover, if you're having anxiety. It's just a really amazing tool that I love having, and I've had it for a little bit over a year now, and I've put so many friends onto it. It's just so amazing. So the migraine cap, Aquaphor, obviously, a little fidget spinner ring. It's not actually a fidget spinner, but it's a little fidget ring, like for anxiety. You can just wear it, and it's also super cute too. It does come in a one size, but whoever wins, I will ask them if they have a ring size preference, and then I will try to find one that has that exact ring size. So the migraine cap, Aquaphor, The Ring. We have a migraine oil stick, which I love using. It's just like peppermint oil. You can put it on your wrists, on the back of your knees, on your neck, on your forehead, on your temples. It's just, I absolutely love it. My favorite, favorite, favorite lotion, the EOS, I believe it's the Vanilla Cashmere. It is literally smells delicious. I love it. It's a 24-hour moisture. It is freaking phenomenal. And then the last thing is my favorite daily gratitude journal. I need to get another one because I've already filled one out like a year or two ago, and it's just such an amazing tool. It's super easy to use and just helps you get super focused. So I can't wait to share all of that with you guys, and I can't wait for future giveaways for things that we're going to do and just working with small businesses, because I love when people do small business giveaways. It just warms my heart. So that is the giveaway little spiel. So make sure to enter. And again, it ends on December 12th, 12/12. You know me and my angel numbers. Starting off strong with things that I'm loving, the dupes edition. And now these are from Amazon. So if you have an Amazon account, I am an Amazon stan. I am a whore for Amazon. So let's get into it. First off, we have the Dior lip oil dupe. It is literally $3 or $4 on Amazon, and I love it. It's not too sticky. The color, they have so many different colors on there, and I believe I have the raspberry one, and it's so good, guys. Like, I've never tried or had the Dior lip oil, but isn't it like almost $40? Yeah, no, this one, or maybe, I don't know, maybe it's $26, but either way, this one is literally $3 or $4, so make sure you guys get it. And I'm gonna post all of the dupes that I mentioned in this episode on either the Instagram story or just a regular post, so you guys can have a chance to get it for yourself. And I will definitely link it too, so if you are really down bad and want to get it, make sure to head over to the It's Nap Time Podcast Instagram. The Hatch dupe. I have had this for a few months now, and I am someone that I am a 10 alarm girly. I won't lie, Anthony has like one or two alarms every morning, and he hits snooze, which I think is possibly worse than having multiple alarms. Hitting snooze and it going off like every 8 minutes is worse than having an alarm, like 10, okay, I don't have 10 alarms. It's like 5 alarms within 2 hours. So I think that that is a little bit better, like giving you 30 minutes in between each one. And I know what each alarm means. I know one is like, okay, you're going to have to get up soon. The next one is like, okay, start getting up. And from that first alarm, I'm like half asleep for the next hour and a half, which I do know that you should get up at your first alarm because it's so much easier for your body to adjust and feel way less tired. And then if you fall back asleep after that alarm, you kind of restart that REM cycle. Trust me, I've seen all the videos, I've done my research, I know it's not good to even hit snooze, but it is a habit that I'm trying to break about myself. But some things never change. It is something that I do want to change about myself though. So the Hatch dupe, it is like 30, 40 bucks on Amazon, and it is so cute. It literally looks like the Hatch, guys. You can do different alarm sounds, it can do the sunrise whole deal, and I personally have mine on the birds, so sometimes I forget to plug it back in just because I'm just lazy sometimes when it comes to waking up in the morning. So I will definitely unplug it on the weekends because I just like to wake up without an alarm clock. I think that is such a luxury and definitely something that I'm going to work towards in my future, to not have to wake up to an alarm clock for a 9 to 5 and just being my own boss. That is the goal here. Okay, guys, that's the fucking goal. More dupes. So there are so many legging dupes for Lululemon. I'm going to tag the ones that I love personally and share them with you guys because me personally, and maybe I'm a hater, I am not a huge Lulu fan or Lulu stan. I don't like how the way that things fit. I think that the leggings are too thick, and that's all I'm going to say about it. I think it's very overpriced, and if I'm gifted it for my birthday, Christmas, awesome. I'll never ask for it, but me personally, I am not a huge Lulu lover. There are so many UGG platforms and like the UGG Taz braid or just the regular Taz dupes on Amazon. that I have seen that are like 30, 40 bucks. I haven't tried any of them out for myself, but I did ask for one of the dupes for my birthday slash Christmas from my parents. Part of me thinks that they're just going to full send with the regular version from UGG because my dad did text me that the dupe was out of my size, unfortunately. So I will let you guys know if I think that the UGG that I got is worth the hype, because I personally think that they're also overpriced. I see so many people with dupes from Amazon that if they wouldn't have said it was a dupe, I wouldn't have known, or if they wouldn't have shown their shoe from like an all angle point of view and I didn't see the little UGG tag, I never really would have known, okay? I think that's all for the dupes that I wrote down just off the top of my head. I will try to think of more dupes and put it on the Instagram story or however I blast this off for you guys, but that was it for the dupes that at least I use in my day-to-day. Things that I'm loving currently are personalized gifts on Etsy, guys. I have slept on Etsy for so long, and I don't know why. I love Etsy. I had to re-download the app a few months ago. I completed like 80% of my Christmas gifts for people on Etsy in like October. They were having some sale, I don't know when it was, but it was around the same time as Amazon, their Prime Day, whenever that was. I think that was like October 11th and 12th. Etsy was doing some deal too where it was like, was it $40 off or $10 off or free shipping? I don't know. Whatever it was, they were having a big sale, and I definitely took advantage of that. I am someone that loves giving a personalized gift and getting a personalized gift, so majority of the gifts that I got for people, well, not majority, but at least one person got a personalized gift from Etsy, and I am so excited to see their faces when they open it. I just think that Etsy is such an amazing way to, you know, shop consciously and give back and make sure that you're supporting someone who has put their love and effort into it. Don't get me wrong, I love Amazon, but I do feel so much better when I purchase something off of Etsy and I know that I'm helping a family, or I'm supporting a single mom, or even just a grandma with a side hobby, a side hustle. I just think it's so amazing to see how creative people are, and who doesn't love a personalized gift, you know what I mean? One of my favorite gifts that I got from Etsy, actually there was a few. I got my nephew if anyone from my family is listening, this is your one warning to click off now, because I'm going to expose a few Christmas gifts here, but I got my nephew a personalized blanket that had his name on it. It's so cute. I got my nephew a little baby rattle that has his name on it. My other nephew, I got him a train track because he's obsessed with trains. It's a little train track that has his name engraved into it, which I thought was so fucking cute. Another one was another name train where it's every single letter of his name. It like hooks together as a train, so it spells his name out as a little train and he can play with it on the train tracks. My dad loves peanut butter, and he is notorious for taking a knife, just scooping in the peanut butter, and then eating it like that. So I got him a knife that is engraved with his name. It says Ken's Peanut Butter Knife, and I just think it's so funny. And what was the other one that I thought was super cute? Let me think. We got a phone call in the middle of me talking about the rest of the custom gifts, so it's okay, though. It's okay. Life happens. But the gift that I got for my mom is a custom sweatshirt or crew neck sweatshirt from Etsy, and my nephews call my mom Gigi. That's like her grandma name, so it says Gigi Claus. And I also got a pillow for my parents that has the outlining of the Ohio state map with some little dots leading to the outlining of the New Jersey state map with the city that they live in and the city that we live in, and it says, I don't know, something cute on it about however far apart we are, we'll always be in each other's hearts. Something of that extent. So very cute, very cute. And then for my boyfriend's dad and mom, but it's going to be like his dad's gift, it is a wine bottle that says Roddy, something about Rottweiler, maybe Rottweiler Cellars, Roddy Cellars, because they're a big Rottweiler family, and it's a pressed down wine bottle, so it can be used as like a little cheese and cracker plate, like a little charcuterie plate, or just something cute to put in their kitchen if they're cooking and have a little spoon that they're cooking with and want to put the spoon on it. Honestly, the the possibilities and the options are endless, and I'm just so excited that I found that on there, and it was actually the last one. So really proud of myself for scooping that gem. I saw a few of the pressed wine bottles that I was going to get for his mom for cooking also and just like decor, but when I saw that Rottweiler one, I was like, yep, that is the one. That's the one, girl. And it also is super hard to buy gifts for like your significant other's parents, because, or even your own parents in general, because they can buy whatever they want, and you know what? It's just better to go the personalized route, because it shows that you care and that you love them and that you know them. So I am always a big supporter of personalized gifts. Now onto some more things that I am loving and things that I personally think are in and things that I think are out. And this is just for me, like in my routine, my day to day. Do not feel attacked or judged if you partake in any of the things that I say are out for me personally. So a tall or small coffee, that's in. Love Island and the Squid Game Challenge, it's in. Dark hair is in. Red nail polish, it's in. Your 10-step skincare, peppermint lotion, like any holiday smells or fragrances or just lotions, body butters, anything, they're in. iPhone games, they are in. Most specifically, the Kardashians, Mario Kart, Monopoly, Disney Kingdoms. Those are the iPhone games that your girl plays, okay? I go through phases where I play iPhone games and then I don't, and I like replace it with doom scrolling or whatever. But right now we're in the iPhone game era. And I just think it's so important and so fun to, you know, connect with your inner child and just things that make you happy. Also, I really am wanting a Switch. I already have 2 Switch games. I have one. I think it's, honestly, I don't know what it is. But we got it like 2 years ago when we didn't even have a Switch. So that was just kind of manifesting. And I asked for one of the, is it the Super Smash or Mario Kart? I asked for one Mario, oh, there's the train. I asked for one Mario game for the Switch. So hopefully I get that for Christmas, because I want to have some games when I have the Switch, girl. Checking in on our friends, it's always in, but especially now, like this is the season to make sure that you're checking in on your loved ones, because a lot's going on right now. People are, you know, stressed. There's a lot of money being spent. Maybe you're not being able to spend a lot of time with certain people just because of distance, or life is just crazy right now. Just make sure that you're checking in on your friends. It really just takes a few minutes, and honestly, if you're someone that gets offended by someone not reaching out to you, it is a two-way street, honey. You can reach out as well. Paying it forward. I think that it's always in, but again, especially during this time of year, it's so in. And it doesn't have to be anything big or extravagant. Maybe just paying for the coffee for the person behind you. Maybe just giving out a compliment to someone. It can be so simple of paying it forward. It doesn't even have to be paying for anything for someone. Just complimenting someone, just trying to brighten up someone's day, and just being that light in what could possibly be a really hard time for someone. You really never know. Five Below, that store is always fucking in, but it's so in right now, guys. You can get so many Christmas decor and little decorations there, cute little stocking stuffers, little advent calendars, little candy things that you are going to want during this time of year. If you have a little nephew, a niece, baby cousins, if you're looking for something for your kids, even just something fun to give your friends. Five Below has so many options, and it's just such a fun store. Guys, go to Five Below if you haven't been. Even Five Below shopping online, you can have some stuff from Five Below Instacarted. I made Anthony a personalized advent calendar for 25 days of Christmas, and I just had so many things from Five Below Instacarted to me to have his little daily gifts. It's a sleigh. Wire headphones. Now, I saw some girl post a TikTok saying that things that are cunt and the girls like get it. Wire headphones. Cunt. I am always 100% down bad for wire headphones. I am a wire headphones girly. Advent calendars. Like I just said, I made Anthony one. Advent calendars are in. Regardless if it's a super expensive advent calendar or one from the Dollar Tree. Advent calendars are so in. They're so cute, and they just really tie you in and make you present in the season that we are in. Forgiving people for your own peace. Forgiving, I didn't say forgetting, but you can forgive and forget, or forgive and not forget, whatever you want to do, but forgiving people, forgiving a situation for your own peace, okay? Do not allow yourself to hold on to a grudge just because you think that it's like separating you from some bad person. If you allow yourself to forgive, you can allow yourself to forgive someone without it knocking at your character or without it showing that you are just a walking mat. You're allowed to forgive someone and it heals you, okay? Forgiving is not for them. They might think it's for them, but it truly is for you because you can forgive and still put up those boundaries, put up those walls. Gold and silver jewelry, okay? I personally wear both. I have three piercings on one ear and five piercings on the other, and I am never wearing just silver or just gold. I wear multiple rings. I've just now become a ring girly again. I don't know what I was going through this last year, but I was so like anti-jewelry almost. I don't know if it was like a simulation thing or just not liking things on me, but I was even hardly wearing earrings, and I'm usually a huge earring girly. I will not just stick to one type of either gold or silver. You'll never catch me doing that. Even with a necklace, you will never catch me staying to just one metal. It will be gold and silver, always. Now, things that are out, okay? Doom scrolling. I'm still gonna do it, but I'm replacing doom scrolling with doing activities, talking to people, getting up and doing something. Even though it's cold as fuck and I guess hot girl walks are out, we need to have something else for that. So you need to have a fun activity. I'd like to sit on my balcony, even though it's cold as fuck. I will be sitting out on my balcony instead of doom scrolling. Or if I'm going to be doom scrolling, it's not going to be in my bed. It's not going to be in a dark room. I'm going to be out trying to get the vitamin D. And you know what? Since it's now the time for the seasonal depression, 'tis the season for the seasonal depression, if you will. Make sure you're taking your vitamins, your supplements, because it can be rough out here, okay? Light hair is out. For me personally, I was on such a insane hair dyeing journey the last year, and the light hair is out. The blonde was fine for a moment, but I am so glad that I'm not blonde anymore, guys. Also, I need to update my cover photo for the podcast because I no longer have pink hair. Clear coat. I was on such a just kick of only doing clear coat on my nails. I don't know if I was just, I really don't know what I was going through the last few months, guys. I wasn't feeling myself. 24 was all right. 23 was 22. 21 was great, but 25 is really it, and where I'm tapping back into myself and my feminine energy and my just divine beauty and all these things. So clear coat is out. White toenail polish for me personally. And I don't know if I already said this, but I wrote it down twice. Red nail polish is in. Red nail polish is always in, but I got the OPI, the base, the color polish, and then the clear, like the top, not the clear coat. It's like number three. There's the 1, 2, 3 steps. I have the red nail polish on and I just feel divine. I have not gotten my nails done in so long, and honestly, I think that getting your nails done is currently out. It will be in very soon for me because I love getting my nails done. I just need to find a good nail tech that I love here, because in Arizona, I was spoiled. I had an amazing nail tech. She would do all these crazy designs. She was just so nice, so sweet. The atmosphere of the salon, even when she wasn't there, was just phenomenal. A slick back bun. I love a bun, but I am so on this wave of not wanting to do a slick back bun because, number one, it gives me migraines, it gives me headaches, but two, I saw that it, you know, it makes your hair fall out, so we're definitely not trying to, we're not trying to experience that, but you will see me still doing a slick back bun from here and there, but I won't be using the little wax stick. Maybe I will be, but not in the way that it used to be used, you know what I mean? And anxiety. Fuck a bitch named Anxiety, okay? Now, this is not me saying that, poof, I'm healed, you're healed. We're magically no longer struggling with crippling anxiety, but I'm choosing to kind of just alter my mindset, and I'm not saying that this is going to cure me in the slightest, or that, like, boom, my anxiety just isn't there, but I am actively trying so, so, so hard. Ever since I started the 75 Hard and realized how much of a grip and chokehold my anxiety had on me when I was going out places, when I was even just at a dinner with people or just in a small little gathering, how my anxiety would just creep up me and take over my entire day, like make me feel like I'm a fucking robot. I am so sick of that feeling, and I am really trying so hard to do every single thing in my power to try and diminish and make my anxiety feel less just powerful and make it feel like it's not so all-encompassing, if you know what I mean. Now, it's always still going to be there, I can't deny that, but having just tools and resources and people that just understand you and know what you're going through and just kind of making you feel less alone, that is what is in for me. Now, like I said, I'm not saying that poof, I'm magically healed and no longer have anxiety, because that's not the case at all. Because if you're living in this world in 2023 and you don't have anxiety, first of all, that's amazing for you. But secondly, so many people struggle with mental health, and it is not a linear fucking path. You don't just go from having bad anxiety to all of a sudden being healed. There are going to be good days and there are going to be bad days, but choosing to actively try and take your life back is the position that I'm in right now. Like, no longer wanting to feel like I'm surrendering my life over to mental health issues, because that is just not what I want for myself. And I'm trying to take back the control, take back the power, and, you know, try to just ride it out and not feel like everything is such a doomsday feeling, because that is no fun. It is no fucking fun, bitch. Question for you. Do you have a star on your tree or no star? Are you team star or no star? Like, what is at the top of your tree? I know there are so many different tree toppers. Some people put angels, some people put stars. Currently, we have a, what is it? It's like a little big ribbon bow thing, and it twirls around our tree, and it's so fucking cute, but I did not want a star. I don't think growing up we always had a star. We had different things. I think we've had an angel before, but we did not always have a designated star. So yeah, let me know your thoughts on that. That will be the question at the end of the episode, so definitely let me know. And now getting into the wish list. Things that I think, if maybe you haven't submitted your wish list to Santa or whoever, if people are still asking you what you want for Christmas, let's dive into the things that I've been asking for, or that just things that I've been seeing people ask for. And this is not to influence you. I am on the de-influencing side of TikTok because I think that it's super important to not be so materialistic, but let's be real. People love material things. You're on this earth and you experience material things, but that is not everything. So let me just stop on that little rant and ramble because, okay, the train is there. Sorry if that's super loud. I have all my windows closed, so I've noticed that on some episodes. I'm like, oh, the train's there, but you can't even hear it, so I'm just hoping that you couldn't hear that. But let's talk about some things that you could want to either get for yourself, get for someone, if you are still doing some last-minute shopping for this holiday season. So some of the things that I've just been seeing that I also think are super cute and fun items that I would want, and just some of the things that I've asked for my birthday and Christmas: an ice roller. So you guys can get any type of ice roller. They have so many on Amazon. They have ones for your whole face. They have smaller ones, which I love to use for like eye patches. And there's also the absolute best ice roller on the market, which is the Skinny Confidential one. Guys, this is such an amazing one. They also have the balls, which is like helps chisel your jawline and just sculpt your face. 10 out of fucking 10. The silk satin pillowcases. Oh my gosh, I'm seeing these everywhere. I've had one of my own and I want to get another one. Any type of the Lemmy gummies, they have so many different ones. They have the sleep ones, the vaginal health ones, they have, I'm pretty sure, B12, they have the ashwagandha, they have so many different types of gummies. Any type of Sol de Janeiro perfume, hair mist, body mist. I love the after hours one. It smells phenomenal. The migraine or headache ice pack, which is just so fucking good. As I've mentioned, that's something that you can win in the giveaway. They are so amazing. They're on Amazon. The Mighty Patch pimple patches, the Hero Cosmetics. 10 out of fucking 10. They are the best pimple patches on the market. Don't even waste your time or money with anything else. There are some that do work, but not like the Mighty Patch. A face steamer. I got mine from Lux Skin Co. It is so fucking amazing. It just levels up your skincare and your self-care to the next level. A cute cup, a cute mug. Do not underestimate the power of drinking your silly little drink out of a fun cup or mug. A Polaroid camera with the Polaroid Fujifilm. Polaroids are such a cute thing, and I've gone through so many in my lifetime. definitely will go through so many more. I have so many little Polaroid photos just all over my apartment, literally in my parents' Ohio house. I have photo albums just stacked of these little mini Polaroid photos. They're just such an amazing way to capture the moment, and just, you know, you get to keep it forever. It's a little keepsake. Getting an experience. So if you want to get someone a gift, I have been looking into getting for our 5 years, which is going to be December 8th between me and Anthony, getting us a little cooking class in New York City. I think that would be so fun. Just a fun experience. Something that you can go do together. And if you're wanting to gift someone an experience, maybe getting them a gift card to their favorite nail salon, a massage, getting them a just a fun experience. I know that they have so many of those little paint and sip classes, or a pottery class, or board and brush, where you can just kind of create something. And then, you know, bring your own drink if you want. You can go as a group, as a couple, as a individual for some me time. Whatever is your or their prerogative. Huggy earrings. I think the little huggies are so fucking cute. The little hoops where they literally just hug your ear. So adorable. A massage gun. Guys, do not underestimate the power of a massage gun. You don't realize what you're missing until you have one, or when you really wish that you had it with you and you don't have it. Oh my gosh, they make the world of a difference. A portable monitor. I keep seeing these all over the TikTok shop, and I put it on my Christmas list because I do work from home. So I think a portable monitor would just be so dope, especially for traveling, being in the airport and working, or just working throughout your house. Just so easy, so convenient. Yeah. The base luggage. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is a little bit more of an expensive one, but I love all of the different luggages and the bags that they have. I really hope that I get one for Christmas, but if not, I will just end up getting myself one. I think they are so freaking cute. If you go on the TikTok shop, there are so many things that you can buy, and then there's always so many little coupons, depending on which day you buy, that TikTok will just send out to you. I've only bought one thing so far from the TikTok shop, and they're these cute little Christmas present labels, and I've been using them for every single package and box and gift that I've been wrapping up, and it just adds a little extra flair. Other things that you can quite literally never go wrong with are getting someone face masks, under eye gels, fuzzy socks, a hoodie, like a super cozy hoodie, a robe even. You can never go wrong with getting claw clips or scrunchies. There are so many different cute little things that you can just add on to someone's gift or make them a cute little stocking. I think that stockings are so cute. If you don't know necessarily what to get someone for a gift that they would like, I always think it's a little risky getting clothing, even though I did just say a hoodie, but I do think it's a little risky getting someone clothing just because of the sizing aspect. People, like different types of materials and fabrics. They like different fits with clothing, and, you know, you might not have the exact same taste as them. You might not have the same exact eye for things that they do, so if you want to make someone a cute little stocking, maybe put some Aquaphor in there, the Laneige lip masks, hand lotion, little scrunchies, claw clips, some of their favorite candy, a little drink, maybe even a little gift card to wherever they like to get their coffee, or if you know they like Chipotle or Chick-fil-A, or just any type of little gift card that you can get them, even just an Amazon gift card, or regular, what are they called, the little American Express, just gift cards that you can give someone, and it's just like $25, $50 of free money. There are so many different things and just ways that you can get creative when giving gifts. So me personally, gift giving is my love language. I love giving people gifts. I love putting so much time and effort and thought into it. I love wrapping the gifts. I love just kind of taking note of what people like throughout the year. That's one of my personal tips, is just realizing and just, you know, keeping a mental note, or even in your notes app, notepad, of things that people like. Maybe you notice that they wear a certain color a lot, that they drink a certain drink a lot, that they eat out at a certain place a lot, that they, you know, just things that they've expressed interest in, and you can just compile up a little list of things that they'd like instead of just buying them the trendy items that you see on TikTok or online, because you never know. Someone might not feel that it's important to them to stay up with the trends, or they might just, you know, not think that something is cute and trendy like you do. So that is my little 2 cents for gift giving. Is the best gift that you can give someone, or the way to be the best gift giver, is to really know someone and pay attention to things that they like and talk about. And honestly, anyone that you're getting a gift for, they're going to be grateful and appreciative of you spending your money on them, because you worked for that money, you put time and effort into getting that money. And, you know, just showing that you are willing to spend that on them is honestly just the greatest gift of all. You don't have to give someone a gift either. You can give them the gift of your time, because your time is valuable. Never forget that. Never forget that time that you spend with someone. If you go out to lunch with them, even if you just hang out with them for an evening or an afternoon, or do a girls' day with them that doesn't involve spending money. You don't have to spend money in order to make someone feel special, because like I said, you are valuable. Your time is valuable. Your time and presence is a gift. Never forget that. Never let anyone make you feel bad for if you can't get them a gift, if it's just not in the cards, in the budget, anything this year. Everyone is struggling. Do not feel down on yourself or bad about yourself. And I know I talked about this in the last episode, but we are coming up on where people are going to be, you know, showing off their celebrations, their get-togethers, their holidays, their gifts, things that they got from Santa, their parents, their friends, just their family, anyone. Don't ever compare yourself and what you're able to provide or what you get to someone else, because if you want to hear a little bit more about this, I definitely recommend listening to the last episode of the holidays, the It's My Birthday episode from last week on November 28th. I definitely think it's a good one to just keep in mind and to remind yourself that the point of this season is not for who gets the best and shiniest gift on the market, the most expensive gift. The season is of giving, and giving your time, your energy, your attention, that is going to create more memories than if someone opens up and sees that you got them the newest thing on the market, the newest, hottest thing. What they're going to remember is the time that you spent with them, the effort and energy that you put into just being there and being present with them. Me personally, those are the things that I remember the most about the holidays. Being there with my family, not even the gifts. Yeah, sure, that could just make me feel a little bit more excited, but at the end of the day, it's really about the togetherness and the community and spending time with the people that you love and, you know, just being there and uplifting people and letting people uplift you and just really being present during this time of year. I love you guys so, so much. Please enter the giveaway. I would love, love, love for one of you to win this. Obviously, one of you is going to win this, but the more people that enter, just the better, the more exposure that we can get for this podcast. It really does mean so much to me when you guys listen in and tune in every single week. Leave the podcast a rating and review if you would like to help us just grow and get more exposure. I've just been so happy with where we're at, and I love the community that we're building. Thank you all so much for being here and just allowing me to be my truest and most authentic and genuine self. You guys truly are the best. I hope you enjoyed your nap time, and as always, you can submit any type of requests, topics, Q&A, anything to the Google form submission that's going to be linked in the episode details below. Go ahead and give our podcast Instagram a follow at It's Naptime Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palik. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you again for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time, besties. Bye!